We are back on Wyoming Sports Talk today as we got done talking with head coach Adam Glacey. And now we bring in one of the players from the Shine Extreme as we introduce you to yet another player. This one will be Jordan Harris, who is a senior out at Cheyenne Central High School. So we thank you so much for joining us here on Wyoming Sports Talk today. Understand you're a center fielder and a pitcher. Let's talk about being in the outfield. You got to cover a lot of real estate, especially in center field.
Right. When I was younger, there wasn't a lot of action in the outfield. But once girls started getting stronger, then it got a lot more fun.
It's kind of that typical just stand around, look at whatever's going on, and then eventually, hey, now you're going to be making those key plays, as Coach Glacey kind of mentioned. At least over this past weekend, you had a phenomenal play, apparently. Just talk about that, of what happened over this weekend.
Right. So I had a shot hit in center field. Right down the middle. It's kind of hard to track. Didn't know the fence was right there. Kept running and caught it right before the fence. So,
as long as you didn't decapitate yourself, right. That's a good thing. Right. You know, as you are a center fielder for the Shine Extreme, you also pitch as well, and we'll get into that. Tell us a little bit about your, I guess, the would be is, why do you want to play the outfield? That would be my first question. And do you get inspiration from family? Who's your driving force to be that great center fielder that you are?
Right. So I started playing when I was 7, so about 11 years. And I started playing because my stepmom, Lindy Harris, she was always just a coach for Extreme. She played for Extreme. And so I just decided to play. And my dad's always, like, done fly balls with me and stuff, so it's just more exciting to me than getting grounders.
And Coach mentioned, you know, like I said, to keep fresh in practices, you're always doing some type of drills. Is fly balls basically more what you do, or is it hitting cutoff, or you try to, you know, throw the rock all the way to home plate? I mean, tell us a little bit what you do to keep yourself fresh in the outfield.
We do a lot of footwork, so that we know how to track the ball down at the right angle so we can get to the ball. And we do a lot of fly ball drills, just hitting them, so we get a lot of that those reps in. And so more footwork than tracking them down.
How much help are the coaches for you when you're in center field? And, again, you would want to play just straight behind second base. I mean, to play straight away center field. But obviously, when you're playing against a team and somebody can go either way, you know, extreme, you know, down to the left side or, you know, right center field, do you have signals to the coach, or does the coach just, you know, tell you
without giving too much?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, without giving it away, do you have like little signals, or can you even see the catcher from center field knowing that your pitcher is going to throw a changeup, so you need to go whatever direction?
So usually I look at the coaches, they'll like call us out and tell us which side of the base to move on, if they know like background from the team. But most of the time I'll try to remember, like if we've gone through the lineup already, of where they hit last time, if it was in the outfield, if it was just a grounder. So they usually talk to us and help us out a little bit.
To get a little background on you, Jordan, at least get away from at least softball and all the skills and drills and all that fun stuff, but to get folks at least familiar with you again, as we mentioned, Cheyenne Central Products, senior there as well too. Besides Cheyenne Extreme, any sports involvement there at Cheyenne Central as well?
I played volleyball on varsity all 4 years, and I played basketball 2 years. So I started varsity as a freshman, my freshman year, and have played ever since, so.
And, you know, we look at volleyball, basketball, and also, too, with the Cheyenne Extreme. Are you venturing towards one of those, possibly in the next level, collegiate-wise, of volleyball, softball? Have you kind of picked and choose one of, that's my direction I want to focus on in the next level?
I've thought about it. I was going to try to go to Arizona and play softball, and then I was thinking about just JUCO for volleyball, and then I decided just to work on school, so club sports mostly, intramurals.
You know, we got a top 25 JUCO volleyball team here in town, you know, over there at LCCC. Well, just say.
Absolutely, and we know the coach, too. Yeah. Other position that you play, too, and I want to get into that here in just a bit. Do you watch, and Coach Glacey and I were talking, before you walked in, where ESPN shows a lot of collegiate fast pitch now. Do you find yourself watching, even if it's Alabama versus LSU, do you sit down and watch an hour's worth of that type of collegiate softball?
Well, usually my parents will just have it on the TV, and they'll be like, hey, come watch this, you know, look at this play. But it's harder to watch what I've been playing because I, like, want to go out and play it.
Right.
But if I see if it's, like, a really good play, I'll be like, oh, yeah, maybe I can work on that, you know.
So. Now, you're a pitcher. And again, too, not so much that you're going to pitch when needed, but because all arms are available. What do you do to strengthen your arm? Again, because, again, it's a circular motion. So what do you do? Are you involved in some type of weightlifting? Tell us a little bit. What's in your life?
So every week we usually get a pitching practice in with our pitching coach. And our off days we usually do, like, strengthening, or we just pitch during practice. So we work with strengthening without the catchers and just do more reps to get our arm strengthened. But I have worked on just doing arms at, like, school or at the gym. So
now, do you leg work too? Because I know, being a pitcher, and you know, you have to kind of pause and kind of rest on the one leg, and you're as you're throwing the ball, you're almost in constant motion. Do you do a lot of lower body work as well?
Most of my work is actually lower body. It just helps my arm, like, less stress on my arm, I guess, than if my legs are stronger, so I can push towards a catcher. But
do you do a lot of running?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I figure it's being an outfielder, and again,
as I say, you got to cover a lot of ground out there, right. and running around the bases now for you, Jordan, at least looking on this season, as we talk with another extreme player at least a few weeks ago, I'll ask you the same question. Goals for this season for yourself, as you're talking about at least looking to go to that next level, whether it is at Arizona to play softball, JUCO to play volleyball, or whatever it may be. But I mean, right now for the Cheyenne Extreme, what goals did you have heading into this season for yourself?
My goals are mainly for the outfield, basically not to let a ball drop out there. I mean, it's my job to catch those and to be a leader out there as center fielder, because it's kind of like your area and you got to help the other people out because they have other options to work with. Also, hitting has never been like a strong part for me, but it's been getting a lot better. So basically to do my job and to help the team succeed. So.
We're talking with Jordan Harris from Cheyenne Central, also part of the Cheyenne Extreme. How many years have you been with the Extreme?
I've been with Extreme 11 years, since I was 7.
So you've come up through the ranks.
Yep.
And again, you know, as you've seen a lot of teammates come and now and go as well. Tell us a little bit about those younger Extreme kids, or those that want to be Extreme kids. Tell them a little bit about your experience all this time being with the Extreme.
So I started out as younger, so I've always been the younger one on the team, and then the older girls would move up, and I'd always move up with them because we would just make a new team. And so I had a lot of leadership shown to me, and this year now I'm the leader because I'm the oldest one on the team. So I think it's more about family as a team than succeeding, because our team has never been, like, the best, because, I mean, we're in Cheyenne, Wyoming. But it's a lot more about working together as a team than the outcome of the games that we play.
Is there a little added pressure on yourself, Jordan, as you kind of deciphering that, at least, comment there? But have you put a little bit more added pressure to succeed this season and try to do the best you can and try to get this team to bigger and better things? I mean, it sounds like you've kind of added that pressure to yourself. Am I right?
Right. So it's better to succeed. But as the family comes, if you work together more as a team, then your success is more. I mean, the outcome is success when you do it there.
Final thought for me, Jordan. Again, thank you for coming in here and listening to your comments today, too, because, again, sounds like you really enjoy what you do. And again, you enjoy it, but it's also stressful, too, because you just never know what's going to happen in a game situation. We've been talking about it. We've talked with coach. We've talked with the athletic directors. You won't see it because you're going to be graduating. Your thoughts on the possibility of women's fast pitch being part of the high school protocol now?
I think I would have loved playing softball in high school. It's a little harder because there's not as many girls playing, because we're split into all the schools. Like, we have kids from East and Central playing on Extreme, so it'll be a little harder there. But I know there's the rec league girls that play, and I think it'd just be more of an experience to have high school as well as club. I think it'd be a lot more better for the organization, I think.
Well, it's definitely going to be a reality as we now understand that it will be across the state of Wyoming. Here in Cheyenne, though, they're still waiting on that, so hopefully East, South, and Central will get on board with that. But again, it will be a reality, but when that will be, to be determined by the Athletics Association.
And women's fast pitch coming to a high school near you soon.
Yeah.
Jordan, thank you so much for joining us here today on Wyoming Sports Talk today. We're going to take a timeout. We'll come back. We got more coming up here for Tuesday afternoon on 1480 KRA.